Welcome back to Head Games Radio. Luke, tell us about this weekend. Who's going to win, bud?
Oh, it's just so fascinating and intriguing. On the women's side, I really believe that Serena Williams is going to beat Maria Sharapova because of the matchup with the serving and the returning. The two most important shots in the game of tennis, the one that kicks it off. Maria Sharapova is one of the better serves in the game of tennis, but second serves has been a problem. Her toss is too far out in front. She's been trying to work on it, but she has no consistency and no confidence in it. She's been hitting a lot of double faults. So when it does go in, it's soft and it's short in the box. And then Serena Williams on the other side, one of the reasons why she's been so effective throughout this tournament is she's taking advantage of those return of serves, and she's dictating from that first shot off of her first shot. She takes control of the point. They're two big hitters. So it also comes down to speed. She's faster than Sharapova, and if she keeps the ball sideline to sideline, she's going to beat Sharapova in two sets. It'll be the first time that anyone 81 in the world outside of this seeding capacity has won the Australian Open on the women's side.
And it's interesting. I asked you this question a couple days ago. It's as if she has been able to condition herself during the tournament.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's strange. It really is. I mean, because you look at her, how is she able to pull this off? And because this is a lot of territory you've got to cover. This is over 100 degrees on the court consistently. But she comes off the court, and I'm telling you, she is not winded. She is not, like, out of breath. I still believe she's not at her fighting weight. But you know what? She has got some type of endurance. She talks about how she has been training. And I really believe there's a chip on her shoulder that wants to prove to the rest of the world, I told you I could do it.
Finally, in our last 30 seconds, does Gonzalez have any chance against Federer?
He really does. That's why it's so intriguing. He's got a big forehand. He's playing within himself. He's got the speed to do it. And Rafael Nadal, who beat Roger Federer 4 times last year, proved if you hit big ground strokes and you're willing to stay out there all day, you can do it. Does Gonzalez have enough in his first Grand Slam singles final to get the job done? I'm picking Federer because that's a safe bet, but don't be surprised. The Chilean can rock.
Whoa. Well, thanks, Luke. Can you check in with us Monday for a look back at one of the better Australian Opens in recent memory?
I can try, but here's the problem. I'm flying back home. So maybe you can catch me over like Maui. We'll play golf.
Okay, we'll try, brother. Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for listening. We want to thank Solomon Wilcotts. We're going to have Charles Barkley on Tuesday's show, Len Doss and Michael Strahan to break down this coming Super Bowl as well. Thanks for listening. Go to Head Games Radio, headgamesradio.com for all the highlights. We'll see you Monday.